Oh, we just pray, Father, that you shall give him liberty and that he shall be able to speak forth, Lord, freely without any hindrances. That word of God that is needful that we might prosper, Lord, in thy sight. Lord, we just thank you now for all that you are doing and all that you shall do, even as we do believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Bob, praise the Lord.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Good to be back again.
Amen.
This little Durham Cleaners building where we're getting all pressed out.
Amen. Huh? Amen. Amen.
Cleaned up, washed out, cleaned out, ready for the coming of the bridegroom to the little waiting bride, the Lord Jesus, which we believe that by the grace of God we're part of.
Amen.
Sojourning here in the East. I don't know a better place than I'd rather be at this time than in the East. Even though I am a Southerner, I don't know any place I'd rather be than to be in the East, sojourning with people of like precious attitude and faith that are hungry and thirsty for the Lord Jesus. I always believed that if I could find a few people that were hungering and thirsting for the Lord Jesus and that were in love with the Lord Jesus, then I wanted to attach myself to that people because I believed that there God would do something.
Yes.
If I did not believe that God was going to do something, then I wouldn't want to be here with you.
Amen.
So I do believe that God is wanting to use us and do exceedingly abundantly
Hallelujah.
To us and for us more than we can comprehend.
Yes.
The Bible said that the eye hath not seen, nor the ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
But I like the rest of the scripture that goes on to say, but God
Amen.
Has revealed Amen. These things to us by his Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
That makes it better.
Amen.
So then by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he reveals unto us the good things
Amen.
That he's going to do
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
This is a good place right there to start off preaching.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is here to reveal to your heart by divine revelation of the good things that God wants to do for you.
Amen.
God wants to bless his people and do good to them.
Amen.
God don't want to do bad to his people. He wants to do good to them. So let go and let God have his wonderful way in your life, my life. I have a little, the old farmer's almanac. I believe God's in everything. I believe God speaks to the old farmer's almanac. Now, my wife found this little nugget, and I thought I'd just read it to you. How many like to hear it?
Glory to
God. How many believe that God's in nature, speaks in nature, in the heavens, in the trees, in the birds, and everything? Now the heading of this here, it's in red letters. This is 68. It says scientific progress. Here's one of the scientific progresses. Some remarkable accomplishments have been reached at the University of Washington. Rainbow trout, 2 years old, have been increased in length some 61%.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Praise the great name.
Thank you,
Father.
I don't have nothing to add to it. Of course, if you don't know why we're chuckling, laughing, then you must pray about it. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you.
Thank you, dear.
But the sheep got it. Rainbow trout, 2 years old, have been increased in length 61%. Their spawning age has been reduced from 4 years to two. I tell you, that's encouraging.
Amen.
Now we have one here on drought. 1961 to 1966, 1961 to 1966, drought in the East came officially to an end in the spring of 1967.
Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen! Hallelujah!
Praise
Glory
God.
To God!
Praise God!
Praise
God.
Amen!
Amen!
Praise.
Praise God. Praise. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The drought in the East, which lasted from 1961.
Yeah. Amen.
What do you think of that, Brother Cuss?
My God.
1961, the drought officially and scientifically came to an end, according to science, in the spring of 1967. I can kind of enjoy that.
Amen. Amen.
So God bless the old farmer's almanac. Lord, he gives us a little thing here and there to encourage us on our way. We believe that it's going to continually to rain in the East for the little bride sojourning here. It's going to rain even to the extent that it's going to be a gully washer.
Amen.
We believe that it's going to be a gully washer.
Amen.
Of course, a lot of people don't believe it's going to rain, but nevertheless, science says the drought has come to an end.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord Jesus wonderful?
Amen.
See, he's revealed these things by his Spirit to those that are hungering and thirsting. God has a revival for the little bride.
Amen.
God has an outpouring of rainfall for the little bride.
Yes. Amen.
He loves the little bride and wants to bless the little bride. Is that right? Now, I don't know. My throat is kind of bad, but I don't know. I'd just like to say something that could help you and encourage you on your way. And I'd like for you to open your Bibles. I thought I would just read and let the Holy Spirit. I haven't premeditated, not one thing to say to you. But I would just, in fact, I thought I might play a tape because my voice is kind of bad and chuck full of cold. But I felt so good preaching this morning, I thought maybe just like try it again. Over in the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, I thought I'd just read a few verses, and I jotted down a couple notes back in the back. Second Timothy 3:1. I'd like to say thank you, brother. I called Brother McGee to try to be able to speak to him and Brother Pete Hawaski. And Brother McGee, Brother Pete wasn't there when I called. But he said, Brother Pete has never got over his stay here in the little group in Connecticut. Said he's never got over it, Brother Lambert, and said, and all he speaks of and longs for is how can he get back. He's never got over it, he said. And Brother McGee was very impressed by a man that's never got over being here in our midst for a few months, about 6 months. And then about that time, Brother Pete had come in and spoke to him on the phone. And he asked if we'd pray for them that God would undertake somehow that they could return back here and sell his home. So I want you all to pray that God would somehow undertake that Brother Pete could sell his home. He asked prayer for his next to the oldest boy, David, so hope you remember that in prayer. Also pray for Brother McGee. A lot of them have continually dreams of Florida being underwater, and most of the saints that believe this message of the end time through the prophet are endeavoring to escape the tragedy that is ready to befall Florida. Brother Bobby Wells, I talked to him. He expressed his desire that they was going to try to be completely out of Florida by possibly December. Brother McGee said he would like to be out by December. So all of the saints in Florida, they are planning to be out of Florida soon because of the dreams and of the prophecy of Brother Branham that Florida would be sitting on the bottom of the ocean. So let us remember those people in prayer that do not know where to go or what to do. So pray that you'd sure be praying for them, that the Holy Spirit would lead them. Because we'd be thankful to God if the Lord seemed fit to send them our way. We certainly would be blessed to have them in our midst. Brother certainly expressed a desire to be here with us. But we want the will of the Lord done. Maybe the Lord would want them to be somewhere else. And that's where we want everyone to be. We don't try to get anyone to move here. We want you to be where the Lord wants you to be. But if the Lord wants you to be with us, then we're blessed and happy to have you with us. Now, I'm not going to hold you long. We're also very happy to have our dear brother with us, Norway brother, and his lovely little family. And I'll learn his name after a while. Trying to think of it now. I knew it just a few minutes ago. Roseson. And we pray that the Lord Jesus will bless them and undertake for them. I don't believe you found a house yet, brother. You found one? Yes. Possibility of today. Well, know the Lord sure has a place for you somewhere. So we're very thankful to have Brother Roseson with us. And all, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could gather together with the bride all over the world in one place and have a Holy Ghost meeting. Everything ordered by the Holy Ghost. All the singing, Holy Ghost singing, Holy Ghost shouting. I tell you, I my heart just longs to see the day to see some sister really shout in the Holy Ghost. I don't mean just get up and shout, just jump up and down and holler. But I mean to see a woman so filled with Christ and so in love with Christ, her life just like a rose that you'd smell in the morning with the dew on it, and you knew her life, and knew that she was a praying woman, lived a life, and see the Holy Ghost fall and take a hold of that woman, and see a Holy Ghost shout. Brother, I tell you, sister, if you ever seen that, if we ever seen that, I don't believe there'd be a person left here that wasn't on their knees.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
I'd like to see some men shout in the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Amen.
You know, I've never seen revival myself. The only thing that I've seen is I had revival in me when the Lord Jesus saved me and filled me with His Spirit and called me to the ministry. I had revival lasted for a long time, my own self, just like they had on the day of Pentecost. But I have never seen that in a group of people. See, I looked for it and thought they had it, but went out to be sadly mistaken. And that's what I want.
Amen.
I want to see the Holy Ghost move.
Amen.
I believe in a Holy Ghost church, don't you?
Yes.
I don't know what's the matter to the people today. They don't believe in the old-time Holy Ghost. I believe in the old-time religion, Holy Ghost religion.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
I don't believe in these old dead religions, former religions. We're going to read about it right here. The Bible said, "This know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledgement of the truth. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's bow our heads, just a word of prayer. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to look at these few scriptures, Lord, and just get a little something from this scripture tonight that would bless our hearts. Lord, it would help us to be more strengthened in the faith. Now, Father, forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. We come to you through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. Coming, Lord, knowing that you do not see us, you only see your blood. And we come before you perfect, holy. Coming to you, Lord, in perfect fellowship. Praying, Father God, that you bless and anoint us and anoint the people, that we may hear the good word of the Lord.
Yes.
We praise you and thank you for what you're doing in our midst, Lord. And may you bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I guess most of us have a bad cold, at least my family does, but we just press right on anyway. Notice here that the prophet Paul, speaking to Timothy, is expressing his revelation of the end time. That in the end time, there's going to be perilous times. He begins to give an account of the condition that is existing right now in the religious realms today.
Amen.
And he's showing us that in this day of the end time, it will be a perilous time, and it will be a time of apostasy.
Amen.
Time of apostasy. Now, religious people become apostate when they reject divinely present revealed truth.
Amen.
To reject divine present revealed truth is to make yourself an apostate professing Christian.
Amen.
There is a much difference between a man that could be in ignorance of the Word of God, and that a man that has seen the Word of God made manifested and turned it down. A man that may be in ignorance of the truth of God's Word, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers his ignorance.
Amen.
And atones for his ignorance. But once that ignorant person comes in contact with divine revelation that's being revealed by the Holy Ghost, and in his heart turns down divine revealed truth, he becomes what is known as an apostate. And there is no repentance whatsoever for an apostate. There is no grace for an apostate.
Amen.
There is only one thing left for an apostate people, and that is the judgments and wrath of Almighty God.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul says that in the end time, it's going to be perilous. It's going to be a time of apostasy, when men and women that are professing Christians are going to reject divine revealed truth that's coming forth from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he said that men shall be lovers of their own self. The Bible teaches us that we are not, that Christianity is a life that you live for others.
Amen.
It is a life that you hate yourself, lay down your life, lose your life.
Amen.
Except you lose your life for my sake, ye shall find it. Is that right?
Amen.
But if ye seek to save your life and love your life, ye shall lose it.
Amen.
Now, Paul said that in this time of apostasy, that men and women, instead of loving, instead of hating and loathing themselves, and giving up their lives to live for others, they're going to love their lives. They're going to, instead of loving their brother, the Bible said that greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his brother.
Amen.
And that is that you don't go out and catch a bullet and die for your brother, but brother, you overcome yourself and die out to self so that God can manifest himself in your mortal body to bless your brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, I bear about in my body, I bear about in my body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ daily, that the life of Jesus Christ might be made manifest
Amen.
In me.
Amen.
To bless my brother. Yes. Paul said, I long and yearn to see you that I may impart some spiritual gift unto you that would further perfect you. How many say amen?
Amen?
How many men and women can you find today that are dying in their person, that are dying in their body, so the life of Jesus Christ can be made manifest into them to bless their brother and sister? The Apostle Paul said it'll be contrary to that. Instead of men dying out the self, they're going to be lovers of their own self. This is the sign of apostasy. This is one of the signs of apostasy when professing Christians are in love with themselves. Brother, we are to loathe ourselves and die out to self.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are living in the age of overcomers. Amen. We are taught in the Bible that we are to overcome our biggest enemy, which is ourselves.
Amen.
We are taught in the Bible to subdue the flesh and bring it into subjection to the
Amen.
Will of God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
But the Apostle Paul said in the time of the end, it'll be a time of apostasy and professing Christians will love them own selves.
Amen.
He's not talking about the world.
Amen.
Paul's talking about the religious people.
Amen.
He's not talking about Ricky and Elvis, though you can place it on them anyway. That's just atomic fodder. God ain't dealing with atomic fodder.
Amen.
He's dealing with professing Christians.
Amen.
They're just gone anyway. They're all hogs and pigs. They're born a pig and die a pig.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Brother, when you profess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're in trouble now.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
You're in trouble now because God wants you to be on fire or he wants you to be ice cold.
Right.
God is not coming after a lukewarm professing Christian.
Amen.
He's coming after a church that's on fire,
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Good signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Apostle Paul said they'll be lovers of their own selves and covetous. Now, covetousness always goes with a person that loves herself. Because a man that loves himself is always seeking to edify his own flesh.
Amen.
And to edify them flesh, they got to covet after the materialistic world that we're living in today.
Yes.
Brother, the materialistic spirit is taking over Christians' lives.
That's
why they're so lukewarm and dead and no joy and love for the Lord Jesus is because of the materialistic day that we're living in.
Yes.
The only, instead of a prayer meeting, and instead of a contact and prayer with the Lord Jesus, it's more money, more wages, more this and more that. That's what excites me.
Amen.
It's not the preaching of the gospel and going together with the saints that excites the professing Christians today. It's the covetousness of the materialistic thing that we're living in. That's
Amen.
What's exciting the people. And it's so because they love their own self. Instead of loving their brother, getting down and dying out to self and getting Christ-like character so that they can get power. There's no use to talk about Holy Ghost power and anointing today without Christ-like character.
Amen.
God is not about to anoint this outside spirit today.
Amen.
We done went through all that.
Amen.
God is wanting to anoint
character today.
Amen.
Character is the only thing that God's going to anoint today.
Amen.
Amen. That's why this perfect man ain't sealed yet. I don't care what any preacher says. I tell you what's the matter. The preachers are ashamed to stand out and call black black and white white.
Amen.
But brother, I tell you, I want to call black black and white white.
Amen.
I don't believe that God's finished working on this man today.
No, amen.
I believe that we are poor in spirit and men for God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, we need men that'll stand out and take God at His word today and call the thing like it is. I don't believe the bride is sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I don't believe the bride has the token.
Amen.
I'll just beat around the bush, I'll tell you plain about it. Brother, I believe if the bride had the token, this world would be a plain tonight.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Brother tried to tell me they had a 3.5-year revival right down from here. I didn't see it if it was.
Amen.
Now it's deader than a hammer. Brother, God ain't going to bless nothing. That's a lie. I don't hear it where it comes from either. God is a God of truth and His word. He won't bless nothing but the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, I tell you, we're poor in spirit.
Amen.
I tell you, any person that believes that the bride has got the token today is miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and naked, and can't see.
Amen.
Amen.
And they need to get their eyes anointed with the eye salve of the Holy Ghost and see the spiritual need of the church today.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, we need a revival, a Holy Ghost outpouring that'll shake this thing from the top to the bottom.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's what we need. We need men and women that'll take inventory and see honestly their condition that they're in today.
Amen.
It's perilous. It's perilous times we're living in. When the world is dying and men and women love them own self, instead of loving their brothers and sisters, how could we say, as the Apostle Paul of old, I bear about in my body the dying of the Lord Jesus daily. The Bible said I die daily. The Bible said that the bride dies daily and is crucified daily to self.
Amen.
That the power of the resurrected Christ might be made manifested in the body.
Amen.
That we're more concerned about bigger wages, bigger this, better this. A new car will excite people today more than contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Amen.
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 Where can you see hearts are burning in a flame to get the service? Bible said the Spirit of God reveals unto us what He is doing in this hour.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is revealing to you that God is searching out men and women that will be honest. They'll smite the breast like the old sinner in the temple, Lord. God be merciful to me, a sinner, Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit,
Amen.
For there is the token.
Amen.
The Bible did not say, blessed are the rich in spirit, for they get the token. The Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit that
Amen.
Have eyes to see
Amen.
That they are needy of the token of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they're the ones that get the token, Jesus
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
But everybody today is just waiting around on the resurrection to set in. Yeah, and you'll miss it too. Brother, this ain't no waiting time.
No.
I mean that kind of waiting. Amen. I believe in waiting, all right. I believe wait there in prayer and supplication and overcoming. That you can hear the sound from heaven
Amen.
Like a rushing mighty.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
People try to tell me today, well, Brother Lambert, you know the bride don't get it today like she did back in that day. Don't. It don't, huh? That ain't what my Bible tell me.
Right.
He said, I am Alpha.
Amen.
I'm Alpha. I was in the first church on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
And I'm Omega. I'll be
Amen.
The one on the end.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it told
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
didn't say nothing about anybody getting in like that in the in-between.
No.
Come on now.
Amen.
Now where you at is Azusa Street. Where you at now? He's Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
I'm in the one that got into 120 on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
I was in
him. Amen.
And I'm Omega, and I'm going to be in that little body in him, just like I was in the beginning. Now you tell me today that the bride just don't get it like they did then. We get it today by just believing. No, brother, I want it like they did back then.
Amen.
He said that they was of one mind. They was in one place.
Yes.
And they was in one mind. And they was one accord.
Amen.
And suddenly there came a sound of heaven. Like a rushing mighty wind. Yes. And it filled all the house.
Glory. Glory.
Glory. And the pillar of fire separated itself, and tongues of fire set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the token. Now you try to tell me that just believe the message and you got it. Well, if you did, you didn't get it like we did back then. We want it just like they got it back then.
Amen.
Now when you take it, like they're giving it out today, you got a former religion. I said you've got a form of religion.
Yeah.
He'll get to you in a minute, Paul will. I'm glad this pulpit's good and strong. I find myself, I go home next day, I'm bruised all over, hit the pulpit. I like to give it the devil a good blow when I give it to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because he's the one that instigates all these things. Covetous, boasters, see. You take a man or a woman that's professing Christian today that loves them own self and is covetous, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, you watch a conversation, they'll boast that they are rich in the spirit. Just notice it sometime. Oh, God's blessed them, answering prayer, they're rich in the spirit. See. But the little bride, she's saying, Lord, I'm so poor in spirit, Lord. Pray that you'd help me. See?
Yeah.
I mean, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to what parents? Your mom and daddy? Paul ain't talking about mommy and daddy.
Amen.
Disobedient to what parents? Brother, you're disobedient to your apostolic father.
Amen.
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 You're disobedient to what they stood for and believed and acted on. You're covetous. You're proud. You're boastful. You're lovers of your own self. You're disobedient to the apostles and their doctrine and the early apostolic fathers.
Amen.
This apostate church world. You're without natural affection. Don't have the natural affection that you ought to have. See? And then you're despisers of those that are good. Those that are trying to be faithful to their apostolic parents. Despise them and speak evil of them.
Yeah.
Why is that? Every time that a people's lining up with God and trying to please God and go for God, the other group turns around and begins to talk about that group.
Yeah.
Every time. And they begin to despise them. Every time that a little group ever prayed for revival and sought out the power of the Holy Ghost, the others begin to speak evil of them.
Yeah.
It ain't no different today.
No, it
ain't changed one bit today. The same devil is still here.
Yeah.
And the Bible says they're traitors. They're traitors and they're disobedient to their apostolic parents.
Yes.
Listen to this. Traitors. In other words, you're like a man that claims to be for America and goes over and reveals the secrets of America's weapons to Russia.
and claim to be an American, you're a traitor. And any man or woman that claims to be a Christian and denies the doctrine of the early church and for the doctrine that they stood and died for and don't contend for it today and live it is a traitor.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Traitor. Yes. High-minded. High-minded. See? They're high-minded. They claim to be spiritual. Oh, yeah. Rich in the spirit. Know everything. Answer any question you could ask them. Having a form of godliness. Having a form of godliness. But denying the power thereof. Huh? Brother, you take the power of the Holy Ghost out of your services.
Amen.
You don't have the power of the Holy Ghost in the services. We got nothing but a form of religion.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care how many tape recorders we got and how many tapes we got, and I listen to them probably more than anybody that I know of. Spent years, day after day and day after day, and right until my fingers is frozen. But that ain't the answer only. No, sir. A form of religion is not what Jesus Christ is coming after. I want to make a statement right now. Hey, look here, I want to say something right now. Jesus Christ hadn't got nothing to come for right now.
Amen.
If Jesus Christ came right now, he wouldn't find nothing but a form of religion.
Amen.
Where can you take me and show me the resurrected power of the Lord Jesus Christ in signs, wonders, and miracles? I say this, where can you take me where that they are contending for that? I can't even find that. That side right here. That's why I'm here. See? They have a form of godliness. See, they love themselves. They're not overcoming the self, taking up the cross, following after the Lord Jesus, dying out the self, overcoming. See, they're disobedient to their apostolic parents. They're unthankful. They're not thankful for God revealing the truth that he's revealed today through the prophet. While we ought to be the most thankful people on earth,
amen,
that God has
amen
revealed unto us
amen
what he's revealed in this hour.
Amen.
We should be a burning
amen.
See? Now watch this. Not this group of people. Look at them. They got a form of godliness. Paul said, and this are those that creep into houses. Creep into houses. Creep. Now ain't that a terrible way to come into your house? Brother, I like a man to walk in with his shoulders back.
Amen.
Man, I know somebody creeping around my house. Well, that's a terrible thing to be a creep.
Amen.
A bunch of creeps. That's what we got today in this professing Christian world, is a bunch of creeps.
Amen.
Creeping into houses and leading away silly women.
Amen.
Now, ain't that terrible to be a silly woman in this hour? Why did Paul say silly woman? Because that's what got us in all this trouble, a woman. And any woman that won't stay fortified behind the doctrine of the apostles and what they stood for. Huh?
Yes, amen.
And won't line up with the real gospel truth. She'll let some person that denies the moving of the Holy Ghost in the bride, denies restoration and revival, I'm going to bring it down to our day.
Amen, amen.
Deny overcoming in a prayer life. See, you know what the apostles stood for? Deny contending for that power, signs and wonders and miracles, and healing the sick and raising the dead. Denying restoration. Denying full redemption. These men that really love their own self but don't love Jesus creep into houses and find a silly woman and begin to pump their ear full of stuff.
And begin to tell, oh, you know him. I tell you, he done this. He done that. He done this. Oh, you don't want to. Oh, you better get away from there. You better not do this. They got to find a silly woman somewhere.
Amen.
Come on. How many silly women have I seen right here in this area? This area is full of silly religious women.
Amen.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Oh, brother. May God raise up men and women that will find these silly
Amen.
Women and put the hammer of the word on
them. Amen.
God bless a woman that's got wisdom to stand for what the early church stood for.
Amen.
Amen.
I would to God that all the women could be like Dorcas, whom the early church loved so much. She wasn't a silly woman. She's a praying woman, a fasting woman, a seeking God woman. And what did she do with her time that she did have? She wasn't praying and serving, taking the ministry into her house and his family and everything and washing their feet and cooking for them and washing for them. She was 60-some years old, a widow, Dorcas. And her free time that she had, she was using that free time to make some long dress.
Yes, amen.
For her sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now that's a wise woman. But on the other hand, look at a silly woman. She won't do nothing to help nobody. She just lives for herself, and she's got a tongue that long. She's on the phone all day long. I tell you, I know he done this, and you know she done that, and this and that. Oh, I wouldn't go over there to that group. Why,
Amen.
You poor demon-possessed silly woman, you. That's what's a destroying. The body of Christ today is a bunch of silly, laden women with sins and divers lusts. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
That's what needs to be preached today is a gospel that's got teeth in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. And what did Dorcas do with her time? Sewing, singing psalms and hymns. Contending for the faith once delivered to the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what happened when she died? Brother, everybody got to crying about it.
Yes.
When Dorcas died, everybody got to crying
Amen.
About it. But brother, when a long-tongued hypocrite woman dies, everybody's glad.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen. You know what? Ain't nobody
amen.
Sad about it. Be like amen. Brother Branham said. That's the best thing that man done was shot himself.
Amen.
Trying to be a Christian and playing rock and roll on the side. The best thing he done, he said, was shot himself. Yeah, the Lord didn't let them kind of women stay in the early church. Come on.
Amen.
He didn't let them stay in the early church. He quickly removed them.
Amen.
What we got today is a bunch of men. See? That love them own self,
Amen.
That are really covetous.
Amen.
Covetous. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Amen.
And they're the ones that creep into the houses to find a silly woman to tear up the assembly with. Oh, I just wish that I could preach that, my God, to every assembly around the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's breaking out. I say that's 99% of all the trouble today. Oh, if you only knew what I knew. But I'll more prophesy to you. The old spirit of the old apostles old will raise up one day soon. Brother, they'll blaze the gospel. Down in the assembly, they clean that thing out from the back to the front.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't let them devils sit there forever.
Hallelujah.
Brother, it's house cleaning time. God is going to move once again.
Amen.
He'll ride this trail one more time.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Yes,
sir.
He'll expose those devils.
Amen.
You just wait and see. The Bible said of this sort, what I'm talking about are the ones that creep in the houses. That's the very thing that tried to destroy what God would do right here in Connecticut.
Amen.
That's the thing that I fought with everything that I had here. And these old praying women here will tell you, say amen.
Amen.
Brother, they stayed with their pastor, and brother, we got rid of the devil.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
When we got rid of the devil, brother, we having a good time.
Yes.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
That's exactly what happened and should happen all over the world. They need to let Jesus in and kick the devil out.
Amen.
You'll never kick him out, but just a patting around on him. Let him have both burdens.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, these are the ones that withstand thee.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
But they shall proceed no further. See?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There are men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning what?
Faith.
Reprobate concerning the faith. What faith? They're reprobate concerning the faith. The Bible said, contend for the faith.
Yes.
Contend. Brother, that means to do battle.
Amen.
Contend for that faith. What kind of faith? The faith that was once delivered to the saints. When was it delivered to them? Contend for that faith that was once delivered to the saints. What for? Why? Faith to prove that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead.
Amen. Amen.
Faith to work miracles, to raise the dead, to open the blinded eyes and prove that Jesus is not dead, but is alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Contend for that faith.
Amen.
But now here's a group of people that's trying to kill that faith. What are they? Paul said, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the truth. Concerning the truth. But contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. In this apostate, perilous time. Why, no wonder Jesus said, yea, when I come, will I find faith in the earth? Yea, when I come, am I going to find apostasy everywhere? No, I say not. I say that when the Lord Jesus comes, He'll find an apostate church. But He'll find a bride that has found the faith of the early church with signs, wonders,
amen,
and miracles in
it.
Not a bunch of silly women, but a bunch of Holy Ghost women.
Amen.
Not a bunch of wishy-washy reprobate men, but a bunch of Holy Ghost men. Now that is deal with Christ like care.
Hey, hey, hey.
I believe that's what's going to find.
Amen.
Don't you, brother?
Amen.
Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints in the time of apostasy and falling away. Boy, I think that's one. Paul's saying contend for the faith that's once delivered to the saints in the time of apostasy and falling away from the faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't make no difference how bad it looks. Go right on, plow right
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Old Brother Bill was talking about a little old fellow that's named today by the name of Shamgar. Shamgar was a living in the time of apostasy of Israel. In a time when most of them had run away from God, denied the faith. And the devil had just about taken over. But there was poor little Shamgar that was hungry for God, thirsting for God, trying to live for God. Nobody around him wanted to live for God or stand for God, just gave in to the devil and let the devil have his way. Every time little old Shamgar get his wheat planted, get his barley planted, get ready to reap the harvest while the Philistines come sweeping down and take it all. I guess old Shamgar one day made up his mind. I'm a child of God. I believe in Jehovah God. And I'm trying to live for God in this old apostate age that I'm living in. Said, God, I'm tired of the devil pushing me around. I'm tired of laboring and working. Every time I get a little bunch of wheat ripe,
the devil comes in and steals. Every time I get a little field of barley planted while the devil swoops down and takes my barley, then we have to scratch around and go hungry all winter. God, I'm tired of the devil pushing me around, Lord. I'm your son.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother, he prayed and he sought God, and something began to build up in Shamgar's heart.
Glory
to God. In this old age of apostasy and everybody falling away from the faith and lukewarm and dead all around him. But Shamgar was getting in touch with the Lord. He was sick and tired of the devil pushing him around.
Yes.
How many feel that way?
Amen.
We need to get stirred up like Shamgar was.
Amen.
He began to get his spirit stirred up in himself. He was sick and tired of them Philistine devils coming down and taking away from him what God had given him. Brother, I tell you, the devil today, these Philistines, is swooping down on us and robbing us of our joy and our happiness and our peace.
Amen.
Robbing us of our health.
Amen.
We need to get stirred up about it.
Lord,
realize
Amen.
That we're the sons of God,
Amen.
Redeemed by Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise. And God begin to realize who he was and what he is there for. He didn't care how big the devil was.
Amen.
He walked around praying and seeking. God said, God, I'm sick and tired of the devil robbing and stealing from me.
Lord.
Sick and tired of not having any joy and happiness. I'm sick and tired of living in all this fear of planting in the Philistines and swooping down and getting all the goodness away from them. One day after his crops was about ripe, he was praising God for him. He looked up from the field. There stood the devil, 600 strong. All around that little old fella. 600 devils surrounded one little child of God. Coming down to swoop up and steal and rob from him. That's what the devil does. He comes to steal and to rob your joy and your happiness and your peace. He destroys your marriages. He causes you to fall away from your prayer life and your first love of the Lord.
Yes, yes, he does.
Steals and robs it away. Shamgar looks up, said, God, here they are, and I'm sick and tired. Brother, he reached down and got an old ox cord. Said, come on, you devils. Here they come down with their bodies, spears and swords. He run into them, killing them left and right.
Hallelujah.
Brother, he killed every last one of them. 600 devils lay dead because of one man realizing who he was.
Hallelujah.
God give him a family. Kill the devil. Kill every one of these devils and not a one's left standing.
Amen.
Brother, we need to get stirred up about the devil.
Amen. Yes.
Robbing, stealing, killing.
That's right.
Our joy and our peace and our happiness. Ain't much wrote in the Bible about Shamgar. I thought that's something. 600 devils, Philistine, he killed by his own little self.
Hallelujah.
The only thing about it, looked like it was just him.
Amen.
Brother, they somebody had a hold of that gold inside chest.
Amen.
I'm persuaded that there's somebody out back of this thing that's pushing it out today.
Amen.
More than an ox cord today.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's none other than the Holy Ghost himself trying to show us
Amen.
That we're all Shamgars.
Yes.
We need
Amen.
To stand their feet and kill the
devil.
Let's pray that girl.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of the devil taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
You want to slay that devil tonight.
Amen. Oh God.
Reach out and touch your Lord.
Yeah.
Slay that devil tonight.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh God.
Get stirred up like Shamgar. Kill that devil. Yes.
Oh.
Cut it down.
Amen.
God's still in the ox door today.
Amen.
He's the same God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He's the same God.
Amen.
Yes. Pray for it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord,
kill that devil. Holy Ghost is still the same.
Yes.
We need to just get stirred up against the devil.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And apostasy. The devil taking over. Oh God, make us all ashamed, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Lord, let us know that it wasn't our scorn that done it. It wasn't the little muscle in Sam God's arm. But it was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That got in the ox guard and killed the devil.
Amen.
And the Lord God is still in his word.
Amen.
And the word of God will kill every devil.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory. Oh, he's still the same.
Great.
Yesterday,
Lord,
today,
Lord,
and forever.
Yes.
While Priscilla comes.
Thank you.
And our heads are bowed. Oh, God. Lord Jesus. How many Philistines have stole your happiness away? How many times has the Philistines swooped down on your little barley field? How many times have they swooped down on your little wheat field? Stole your joy and your happiness and your love for the gospel away from you. Stole your fire for coming to the house of God. Got you materialistic minded. It got you coveting after everything today. Oh, God. May we repent tonight, Lord God, and stir us till we may get stirred up about the devil.
Yes,
help us to get tired of the devil swooping down on us, stealing our barley and our corn and our wheat. Let the Holy Ghost get back into the church. Brother and sister, I'm persuaded we don't need a former religion. We need the old time Holy Ghost power back in the assembly.
Amen.
We need signs, wonders, and miracles. Brother, we need a prayer meeting until the shingles will shake off of this building.
Amen.
And the plaster fall from the wall. Oh, we need a Holy Ghost clean from the back to the front. We need a feeling like they've never had before. How many believe that?
Hallelujah.
My sister Priscilla plays softly with her hands bowed and her eyes closed. Is the one that say, Brother Bob, God, my family's lukewarm, Brother Bob. Lord, it's lukewarm. There's no joy hardly. My family's not where it ought to be. My marriage is, we're not happy like we ought to be. And you let the devil come in and tear your wheat and your corn and your barley up. You don't have that love in your heart toward the Lord Jesus you ought to have. You want Brother Bob to pray for you. See your hand. Be honest before the Lord. Let's see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, friend, how we need to bring our families together. How mommies and daddies need to get along, love one another. Overcome this overcoming time. Overcome the devil. Overcome the Philistines. Get stirred up about the devil. Begin to kill him.
Oh, God.
Oh, I believe revival's just ahead.
Sure.
But Lord, we need to pray that we need to kill him.
Oh, Lord.
How many feel they need to kill him tonight?
Yes.
You need the Lord to kill you. We don't need a feeling right now. We need to kill him. We need to die. Then we'll get a feeling. We won't have to pray for that. It'll come automatically. Let us pray. Oh, God, we shouted and praised you today, Lord. Though our voices gave out and wore out, God, I just love to battle that devil, Lord. Oh, God, how we should raise up your Shamgars today, Lord. And the Bible said that Shamgar killed 600 Philistines, and he delivered Israel that day. Oh, Lord, your little bride is bogged down, Lord, and out of step today. God, raise up your Shamgars today, Lord. Empty them out, Lord, and then fill them up with that resurrected power. God, that every time the Philistines swoop down, may there be a Shamgar there to meet them head on. Raise up your little Shamgars today, God. Shake this world one more time and come after your bride, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that we'll contend for the faith here in Connecticut, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we'll not be satisfied with a form of religion, Lord. Help us to never deny that old Holy Ghost power of the apostles, Lord. But help us to contend for power.
Amen.
To heal the sick, to open the blinded eyes, and to raise the dead, Lord. God, help us to raise up and realize who we are and what we're here for, Lord. Bless every uplifted hand, God. Bring every family, Lord, that's backslid tonight, if there's one here, Lord. Bring them together in the unity of the faith, Lord. Heavenly Father, may the sweetness of the Holy Ghost cut every heart. God, we thank and praise you for Jesus, our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to let the devil put anything over on us. We can raise up like Shamgar, and the Holy Ghost get in God's ox gourd of the Word today, kill every devil. Lord, I pray that you'll make a way for me.
Yes.
Waiting, Lord, 10 years to go into battle against the devil. And I pray that the hour soon ahead, Lord, that you'll finish working on me, Lord. Just send me forth, God. Lord, I want so to slay that devil that's binding and breaking up the little body of Christ. Lord Jesus, that's the greatest desire of my heart, is to deliver the sheep today. Won't you please help that desire to be fulfilled, Lord? God, may we here in Connecticut press and go forward for that revival that's promised us in this hour. But we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, the only Son. Amen. You may be seated.
Yes.
How many believe revival is just ahead?
Yes.
God is coming.
Amen.
We know it is. God is going to deliver and bless his people. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed in a little bride.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's just close our eyes and worship him a few minutes now. I love him because he first loved me. You love him because he first loved you. You didn't love him first. He loved you first.
Amen.
You didn't seek him. He sought you out. Now, isn't that love? You were an enemy. You wasn't a friend of Christ. You were an enemy. Yet he loved you. Let's sing that together.
I love him of you.
Such a need to love him more and more. Is that in this book? Maybe it's not even in here. It's more love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee, more love to thee. And we can sing that anyway. Wonderful prayer, song of prayer. I know he did first love me, and I know he's worthy and deserves all my heart, affections and worship and surrender, complete surrender. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
More love to thee, O Christ.
while the prayer I lay on bended knee. Oh, this is my earnest plea. Oh, love, O Christ, to thee.
Standing up for Jesus, standing up for the word, standing up for the message of the hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're soldiers of the cross. Glory to God. Be strong, mighty. Amen. For it is God in us working. 289.
Stand up.